This RhinoCast is brought to you by RhinoHandmade.com. Cause I got a woman out of town, good to me, yes I have.
Box set, once again, homage à Nesouï. It is Atlantic Jazz's 60th anniversary collection. It's hard to describe, but it is magnificent and something that if you're interested in, you can go to rhino.com. Joining us in studio, Maestro, Master Conguero, Poncho Sanchez. We're just loving this set together. And the producer of this set, his son, Joel Dorn, is the magnificent Joel Dorn, and his son is here to represent Rhino Records, but also being part of this wonderful family of great producers from Atlantic Records. His name is David Dorn. Amazing stuff, you guys. We're just all like sort of dumbfounded how, you know, we can just go on and on and on about this set. But I wanted to ask you, David, about, you know, after your dad managed to produce a few records that he'd gotten independent financing for, Nesouï called on him with, as your dad put it, an assignment. Mm-hmm. What was that assignment, and what artist did he find to complete that assignment? We might have discussed this.
Yeah, this is the Hubert Laws record that he
put together. That was
the
Hubert Laws. I wanted to make sure that I was correct on that.
Yeah.
And who are some of the other artists that... if you can remember, that were some of your dad's favorites in the early days?
Well, his favorite would, I don't know if he had a single favorite, but some of his favorites would be Fathead Newman, just because of, you know, the Hard Times connection. But I would say that the artist that he worked with in his career that he probably had the deepest connection with was Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Mm. He produced most of Rahsaan's recordings, not all of them, but he produced most of them. And certainly the ones that I think will be remembered the most, things like Case of the Three-Sided Dream and Inflated Tear and, you know, and Blackness and Volunteered Slavery and albums like that. I think that his connection with Rahsaan was probably the strongest. But he did work with a number of other artists. Mose Allison, you know, was always a favorite of his. And my connection with Mose came from my love of the band The Who. And I didn't discover Mose as a kid. I discovered Mose through The Who from Young Man Blues, which was on Live at Leeds. And I just loved the song so much. And I remember talking to my father about it. And he's like, he didn't write that. That's Mose Allison.
Yeah, he said you straight.
He did. You know, my father was hugely influenced by the music of Atlantic, and so that's a lot of the ways how I got into this music. I grew up in a record collection. In our basement, we had about 10 or 15,000 albums, and you know, and it represented some of the most important music ever recorded, and I would just go downstairs and pull records out every day and listen to stuff.
Check it out.
Yeah, and it was, it was the best music education you could possibly imagine having. You couldn't really go to a school and learn about this stuff.
That's right.
So that's really how I learned about it. And, you know, he worked with lots of other artists that, you know, that are not represented on this set that were more pop in nature, like Bette Midler and Roberta Flack and an artist like that at Atlantic. But I think that if you really boiled it down, the jazz and the R&B and the soul and the blues was the stuff that affected him most viscerally. That was what emotionally sort of charged him.
Did he do any work with Mongo Santa Maria? Because Mongo...
Oh, yeah, he produced also, several records of Mongo's.
Yeah, yeah, because Mongo was also did some stuff for Atlantic also I guess that would be the late 60s and early 70s, right?
Yeah, I think he produced several records with Mongo. I don't know that he produced all of Mongo's records at Atlantic, but I know he produced several of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm going to have to get to some more music because Poncho and I are going to, you know, take out the show about the last 15 minutes because we just keep going over and over and over on this. But I wanted to get to just a couple more tracks, and I wanted to play one which is on the Volume 4, Jimmy Scott, Little Jimmy Scott.
Yeah.
And this was one that your dad produced back March of 1969. Can you tell us a little bit about this tune, Day by Day?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about the story of Jimmy Scott. Jimmy was actually under contract to Ray Charles at the time on his Tangerine label. And the reason this record never came out until Rhino put it out, maybe about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, we finally were able to release it. My father was an enormous Jimmy Scott fan, as a lot of people were, and he went in the studio and recorded an album, and then it never was released, and it sat in the vaults for a long time. And Jimmy, I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with him, but many people weren't for a long time, just an extraordinary vocalist, and this was a pet, sort of a passion project or a pet project of my father's for years. He wanted to record Jimmy Scott, and so he eventually did. And I'm glad that in the last 10 to 15 years, Jimmy has been able to resurrect his career and perform, under his terms around the world and really be recognized for the amazing vocalist that he is.
Great, great voice. What a voice.
And one of the sweetest men ever. I mean, Jimmy is just, he's such a nice guy.
Little Jimmy Scott, Day by Day, produced by Joel Dorn, March of 1969.
Day by day, I'm falling more.
This Rhino Handmade set, it's a box set spotlighting styles and music popularized by the legendary label Atlantic Records, celebrating its 60th year. It is entitled Homage à Nesawi. It is a 5-CD set of Atlantic's jazz output and some R&B, and it is really, really magnificent. There's a collection of photographs that are been designed because it is a Rhino Handmade. They are absolutely deluxe paper, 10x10 photos. It's an 84-page hardcover book, and there's actually 19 of the photo cards, previously unpublished images of Atlantic jazz artists taken by the legendary photographer Lee Freelander. We're going to end the segment with our homage à Nesawi. Atlantic Jazz's 60th anniversary collection with the one and the only Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
Just listen to a special Rhino Handmade podcast. Visit rhinohandmade.com for a special selection of highly collectible music you won't find anywhere else.